News Talk 790 KFYO. It is 7:39 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Randy Neugebauer joining us on the line. Congressman for District 19, welcome to the program this morning. How are you? And where in the heck are you today?
Well, Tom and Laura, I'm in very frigid Lubbock, Texas this morning.
Are you? I'm sorry.
But, you know, I guess it's the good news is I'm not in D.C. because I think they've closed the government down there. I think they're expecting like a foot of snow in Washington today.
Yeah, so, it's ugly.
Yeah, it's not pretty there. But, no, I mean, great old Lubbock, Texas. And, you know, Tom and Laura, I had an opportunity last night. I don't get to go to the movie much, but last night, yesterday afternoon, Dan and I went to see Son of God. And if people have not seen that movie, it is outstanding. And so I try to go to two movies a year, whether I need to or not. And so I've done my two movies now. I've seen The Lone Survivor and Son of God. But anyway, it was a great movie.
He's already got his quota, and it's only March 3rd.
You know the big controversy with that movie.
No, is there a controversy with it?
There is a controversy that Jesus is too hot in that movie, that he's too good looking.
Well, I'll tell you, I would say this. I thought he did an outstanding job. I thought it was an outstanding performance.
Good.
And anyway, it was a good movie, and encourage folks to go see that.
Hey, Randy, here in just a sec, we're going to cut away. And when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Bill 1786. Now, this has provisions to, I guess, address storm damage. And being Severe Weather Awareness Week, we're talking with different officials all week long. Just had Justin Weaver from the National Weather Service on. We're giving away the weather radios to help people in emergency. Also, I'd like to mention that they have Skywarn spotter trainings over the next couple of months scattered around the South Plains. Might be something you might be interested in. But when we come back with Randy Neugebauer, we'll talk about 1786. It's about storm damage. It's 7:41. Good morning. Good morning. Right now, 7:45 with Tom and Laura. Congressman Randy Neugebauer on the line. Let's get right to it. House Resolution 1786. What is it?
Well, it is the National Windstorm Impact Reduction Program, or we refer to it as NWARP. This is a bill that I introduced and passed several years ago, and now it's up for reauthorization. And, Tom, it does something very important. It continues research on windstorm damage and, you know, like tornadoes. And one of the things that we've learned is that after many of these tornadoes, that if we can, you know, increase the building standards, building techniques, we can make some of these homes safer, save lives, reduce property damage. And so what we also know is that almost every dollar that we invest in the resilience of a building, we get $4 saved in disaster response. And so basically this coordinates how we spend money between NOAA and NSA and FEMA and the National Institute for Standards and Technology. And, you know, people say, well, who would be somebody that would benefit from that? And one of those people would be Texas Tech. As you know, after the tornado in 1970, Dr. Kiesling at Texas Tech began to do research on building standards and how to make homes more windstorm resistant. And so they have the Wind Institute at Texas Tech. They're doing some great research out there. And so this bill provides an opportunity to make sure that we're spending money where we'll get the best bang for our bucks.
Okay. Hey, listen, we've got John on the line, and Congressman John was a gentleman, I think, last week that called in. We'll let him ask his question again, and we'll let you clarify. All right? Hey, John, you're on.
Okay, yes. Congressman, the bill is 2847, commonly known as FATCA. And you were going to research that and let us know about it.
Yes. As I mentioned last week, that's actually a bill that was passed in 2010 in the 111th Congress. And basically what it was designed to do was to make foreign financial institutions report transactions with U.S. persons. And so it has been passed. Some people, I think Senator Rand Paul has introduced a bill in the Senate, I think, which is Senate Bill 8887, to repeal that. His problem with the bill is he thinks it violates you know, some privacy rights of those American citizens that are working abroad. A lot of people feel like it may begin to impose restrictions on these foreign financial institutions that would cause them not to do business, in the United States, and, you know, possibly void our ability to have that capital. But right now there's not a companion bill in the House, but the doctor, as I said, Rand Paul has introduced a bill in the Senate.
Does that answer your question, John?
Yeah, okay, it basically does. There is a our communications got really weak there. I could just barely hear, but apparently there is a repeal bill being floated in the Senate.
Yes, I keep saying Dr. Paul. Rand Paul, his son, has introduced a bill in the Senate. I can tell, any action has been taken on that bill at this time. One of the things it was used for was to pay for, because people felt like it generated tax revenue, and that it would, by having these requirements, you would expose people that were hiding money in foreign bank accounts, avoiding paying taxes. And so it was used as a revenue generator at some point in time when it was passed.
Okay, there you go, John. That answer your question?
Yeah, it basically does. The only other thing was that the thing that seemed to be very harmful was this Stansberry and Associates. They said that this would harm the value of the American dollar. In fact, it would drive it down to almost nothing. Did you hear any more about that?
And I couldn't find any information that would substantiate that. I mean, a lot of people that have a criticism of that bill, the overriding criticism was that it would keep foreign financial institutions from doing business in the U.S., and the other was the privacy issue. But I didn't see much information out there that people were concerned about the devaluation of the dollar.
Yeah, okay. And it almost made me wonder if people might consider going to an alternative currency, say like something new, like the Iraqi dinar. did you hear any talk about that? Or?
I did not.
Yeah, okay. Okay. You are familiar with the Iraqi dinar, correct?
I don't think he could hear you. Congressman, he was asking you if you were familiar with the Iraqi dinar.
Is it the Iraqi currency?
Yes.
Yeah.
But,
Okay, I think that pretty well covers it. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your call, John. Hey, we're going to take a break. Congressman Randy Neugebauer back in a minute. It's 7:51. Good morning. 7:55 with Collins and Mack. Randy Neugebauer on the line. Congressman, District 19. Randy, got a question for you. Greg, you're on.
Yes, sir. With the banks now, those smaller banks not being able to do mortgages and everything, and the big thing, I think, with Congress, the debacle was with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and I never heard of anybody taking the accountability of whose fault it was, who's to blame, and putting the fingers and taking responsibility. And Randy, I believe that you had a big part in that, and what can you say? I mean, how do we get past that? And who's to blame, and why has nobody been, you know, with Benghazi, we try to put the finger on either Obama or Hillary Clinton, but nobody's taking responsibility for the Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae debacle.
Yeah, well, for that question, well, you know, there was a lot of discussions about what caused the mortgage meltdown, and certainly Freddie and Fannie played a part in that. But they were doing there was a lot of private label mortgages being originated, and unfortunately the quality of those mortgages wasn't very good, but they were getting the rating agencies to give them a AAA rating, and so a lot of people were buying those with the thought that they had a high credit quality, and they didn't. So what's going on right now, I'm the primary author of what is called the PATH Act, which would begin to phase out Freddie and Fannie, and bring the private sector back into the mortgage market. and get the government out of, right now, the taxpayers, in one form or the other, guarantee over 90% of the mortgages being originated today. So that means that the taxpayers are still on the hook after about $170 billion bailout. But the only way to move away from the taxpayers having to do that in the future is to pass the PATH Act, and basically that begins to phase out Freddie and Fannie and bring the private sector back into the mortgage market. Because and then when the private sector is looking at those risks and they don't have the federal guarantee, they're going to be more paying more attention to the credit quality of the mortgages that they are originating. And I think
wasn't the Freddie Mac and Freddie was tanking at the time, and didn't Congress keep boosting them up, and all Bush was trying to say, we need to reorganize this, that it's cratering, and Congress never did anything to fix it until the final moment where it completely cratered. There were indications, weren't there, sir?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that obviously we found out during the process is the aftermath was that, you know, basically they were misrepresenting the kinds of mortgages that they were buying and making, they were overstating. And so they were painting a much different picture of what shape they were in. But the bottom line is what we have to do now is prevent that from happening in the future, and I believe that this legislation that I'm a primary sponsor of will move us in that direction.
Hey, Congressman, thanks for your time this morning. We are almost out of time. It is 7:59. Have a great day. Hope you stay warm.
You bet. Thank you, and you'll have a great week.
You bet.